From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's official news agency says one Turkish soldier has been killed and three wounded in Syria. Two Turkish tanks in the Syrian town of Jarablus came under rocket attack by Kurdish militants. The Turkish military began its so-called Euphrates Shield operation in Syria with Free Syrian Army units and coalition airplanes to push the Islamic State militants out of Jarablus and to limit the advance of Kurdish forces to the west of the Euphrates River. Soldier's death is the first reported fatality on the Turkish side. UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. Strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. The missile launch was fired from a submarine and flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine in the most recent incident in a string of incidents over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the missile launch was unforgivable, a reckless act that threatened Japanese security. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack at a Dhaka cafe claimed by the Islamic State. The siege left 20 dead, hostages that is, 17 of them were foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday they had killed the suspected mastermind of that attack. This is VOA News.